for latest news and the opinions that matter from the world of rugby league. The Robbie Hunter Paul Show with Provident Personal Credit.
Kia ora, g'day and good evening. This is the Robbie Hunter Paul Show here on Pulse One, and we'll discuss all things rugby league from around the world. Tonight, we are without the Earl of Rugby League, Leon Price, as he is undergoing some medical checks due to an injury he obtained last Friday evening. So we wish him all the best. Get well soon, Leon. But I have an equally qualified stand-in tonight. It is none other than my big brother. Yes, the one, the only, Henry Bullor Paul. Ahead of the All Yorkshire Derby between Halifax and the Bulls, I will be speaking to Fax's Luke Ambler. And on that note, we are also giving away a family ticket to that match. So two adults and up to four kids. To win these tickets, just answer this very, very simple question. What club did tonight's very special guest, Henry Paul, leave to join the Bulls from in 1999? What club did he leave to join the Bulls from? To join the Bulls in 1999. So you can contact us via the website at pulse1.co.uk/RHP show, or use Twitter and just hashtag RHP show and send us your answers. And if you've got a question for Big Brother, got a question for anyone on the show, we've got Jakey across the social media, and the producer Ewan is also on the decks this evening. Actually, we've got a busy show tonight. We've got Jim and Lynn Hill, or should I say Lynn first, who wears the pants, and then Jim and Lynn Hill on the show, just stepping in and listening. This is Robbie Hunter Paul Show.
The Robbie Hunter Paul Show. News and views.
Oh, that was quite funny. That was the longest introduction to this show ever. Ewan was freaking out. He was going, wrap it up, wrap it up, wrap it up. So just to give you a bit of context with Jim and Lynn. I remember struggling with that. Did you guys marry each other? I mean, they're in the background, so you can't really hear them. You guys marry each other because the names rhyme? Yeah, it was just easier that way. Lynn and Jim, actually, we did a charity event down in Nando's, down in Centenary Square, with the Bulls Foundation, raising some important funds for the fantastic work that they do around the city. And these guys won a special package to come and be our very special guests on the show, sitting in the gallery. And they promised me that they'll heckle Henry when he says things out of turn about his younger brother. So, Big Brother, how's it going?
Yeah, pretty good. Mate, can you just say the rain in Spain falls mainly on the plane?
I'm not sure. I'm not going to take that, John. The rain in Spain falls mainly on
Jim
the...
Jim and Lynn murdered their names.
I see you're doing it as well. How's it going, man? What are you up to? I tell you, I got to admit, I'm so sick of answering this question. Because obviously we've got 4 million Bradford Bulls fans and rugby league fans that listen to this show. You can tell everyone now exactly what it is that you're up to. You can share with them.
Okay, so my official title is a rugby program manager at a private school near York, Queen Ethelbergers. And my role there is to impart my experience and really show the youth of the rugby youth in the school. You know, how it's done, how we used to do it. Coaching at a school.
Experience is everything, eh? Yeah, well, actually, that's a better way of breaking it down, just coaching at a school. You actually went quite posh then, because it is a private school, isn't it? Yeah, fantastic facilities.
The school is, improving all the time, and, I think we're trying to get there, like what we had at a professional level, a sort of no-excuse culture.
What do you mean, had at a professional level? The facilities that you have up at Queen Ethelberger is better than the majority of the Super League, of actually any Super League club I've ever seen. It really is state-of-the-art. They do invest a lot of time and energy to make sure that those kids that are participating in sport are becoming elite.
I used my context and got you up there, didn't I, to have a word to our first 15 about leadership and, what it takes and using your experiences of the past and how we sort of played together, some of the things we did together, how I was a bit of a sulk sometimes when you used to boss me around as my captain.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm still dirty with Matt Elliott and Brian Noble for not ever letting me captain.
Put it into context. So when you came to the club, I was already captain. There was no way that they could possibly justify giving you the captaincy. It didn't matter anyway. You didn't listen to a word I said. You can just picture, and we've got two, Lynn and Jim are both Bulls fans. So you can just picture the nightmare it was for me. Jimmy Lowe's, Bradford Bulls head coach, never listened to a person in his life. On one side of me, and I had Henry, my older brother, by 2 years, nearly exactly on the other. they both needed a ball each, and the rest of the team played with our other ball altogether. It was a nightmare.
Yeah, I think Brian McDermott used to call me and you like the Chuckle Brothers, like me to you, yeah. You to. But I think it was probably more me and Jim. I'd scream at Jim to give me the ball. He wouldn't. He'd go the other way and score a try. Then we'd somehow get it off Jim. I wouldn't pass to you, and I'd try and go in for the try. So, yeah, you didn't have much luck.
I just got to say, actually, we're trying something new tonight. We're actually, Henry, do you know anything about Periscope? Another one of the social media tools that we're using out there. Do you know anything about it?
Oh, yeah, Periscope, yeah.
No, Henry's a social media king. So for those of you that do know Periscope,
Is it like Facebook?
No. It's kind of like Vine. It's live streaming, basically. So it's like
is it like text messaging?
We're actually on TV. So it's like it's TV, but if you haven't got the money to invest your own camera. So
in their little phone.
And that in Ewan's phone, he set up Periscope. And actually, if anyone's listening to us and they've got Periscope, you can look at Pulse One Sport. Look at Pulse One Sport. Bring that up, click on, and you can actually see the show going live as we speak now. So it's pretty cool, eh?
That's super cool, yeah.
Actually, does the volume come through on that as well? Well, they actually wouldn't need it if they listened to the show, would they? Yeah. we'll leave it at that. Henry, you've been busy, though, yeah? You've got a busy summer coming up. Obviously, school holidays. This is the thing that gets me, though. Henry goes, oh, I've got this fantastic job that I'm starting over at Queen Ethelberg School, and I get 13 weeks holiday. School teachers.
Yeah, look.
What's it all about?
Mate, it's a tough job. You know, when you're dealing with the youth of today, you need that time off. We're thinking about the kids. This is all about the kids. It's not about the teachers. It's about giving them time to recover and get ready for next year.
Do they need a break from you guys?
Probably.
A little bit. With all the shouting. Both ways.
Yeah, with all the shouting that we do, you know, it's the new style of coaching and teaching these days. You just scream at the kids. It's all about me.
That's new? That's how it happened when we were at school as well.
It's coach-teacher oriented. It's not player or student-centered. It's all about the coaches and the teachers.
But you're having to keep yourself busy because, you know, the old thing, stay busy, stay out of mischief. So what are you up to this summer? You're investing back into the kids.
Yeah, so myself and a couple of other guys that I teach with at the school, we've organised some rugby camps, and I'll plug it while I'm here now, why not? Weatherby Rugby Union Club, we've got one on the 10th to the 13th of August. We're over at Littleborough and near Rochdale, 17th to the 20th of August, and we're at New Ayrswick Amateur Rugby League Football Club, 24th to the 27th of August. So, yeah, cheers for that. Let me plug that.
Yeah, so if any parents want to get rid of their kids and actually have them influenced by my big brother?
Yeah, we've got a website set up. It's called proforaday.co.uk. So just get onto that. You can register, have a look at some of the things that we're doing.
Well, actually, before you became a professional sportsman, a lot of people don't know this, but actually you were training to be a teacher.
Yeah.
You're out of our whole family, you're probably the most academic, and yet everyone else has a degree and you don't. And you're a school teacher. Go figure.
Well, I'm part of the performance staff at the club, so I'm not really a school teacher. I don't tell many people this because I didn't finish.
Became a professional.
And I escaped to rugby league in the north of England. I did a year at Teachers Training College and then decided, that wasn't what my vocation was going to be. I'm going to get out of here as fast as possible.
Well, every little boy's dream in New Zealand is to become a professional sportsman, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, to be a rugby player, both codes. Yeah, I think most young kids in New Zealand, most lads, you know, aspire to that sort of thing. And if you're lucky enough, because you work hard enough, then yeah, you can get there. But I mean, following in the footsteps to be, you know, a New Zealand rugby league player or an All Black, it's tough going.
All right, Henry. Well, we've got loads to cover this evening. We'll also be looking at some of the sports hot topics. We'll also be speaking to Halifax's Luke Ambler. All that and more coming up after this break. So stay with us here on Pulse One.
The Robbie Hunter Paul Show with Provident, a Yorkshire business since 1880. Pulse One. The latest news and the opinions that matter from the world of rugby league. The Robbie Hunter Paul Show on Pulse One.
Hey, West Yorkshire, Robbie Hunter Paul here, and we're talking rugby league every Wednesday evening here on Pulse One. Now, tonight we're giving away a family ticket to this Sunday's top of the table clash between two of Yorkshire's oldest rivals, Halifax versus the Bradford Bulls, down at the Shea Stadium. Now, to win these tickets, answer this very easy question: what club did tonight's guest, my big brother Henry Paul, leave from to join the Bulls in 1999. To answer that question, you can contact us via the website at pulse1.co.uk/RHP show, or use Twitter and hashtag RHP show and send us your answers. This is Robbie Hunt to Paul Show. And just on the fact of the big All Yorkshire Derby this weekend, we have with us, well, I hope we've got with us, we had him on the line a second ago, Luke Ambler, club ambassador for the Halifax and also one of their stars, but he's out injured. Luke, are you there?
Hey, Rob, you all right?
Oh, I'm very good, mate. Mate, have I woken you up or something? You asleep?
No, I'm good, mate, I'm good.
You sound very laid back.
Sorry, mate, I'm just laid down.
On the couch, you know, where Filled every professional sportsman me, should be.
Recovery,
that's it. Getting the balance right. Now, how's that injury going?
Yeah, good, mate. I started running again last week, and then this week I've been borderline back full training, so straight back into fitness regime, Malcolm's and stuff like that. So, flying now, mate. So I'm hoping to be back for the start of middle eight.
Oh, that's perfect for you, isn't it? Yeah, we're coming up to that part of the season. Mate, what about Halifax? They've been absolutely tearing up tree stumps at the moment, haven't they? The form has been outstanding.
Oh, it's been great, mate. Everyone's just bought into what Richard's done, and it took a while for everything to stick, but now it has. It's all coming to fruition, and the boys are looking really sharp. And last 7 weeks has been phenomenal, really. And we've managed to nail that top four spot, which is huge for the club, and leads into a big game this week before middle eight.
Well, that's exactly right. Obviously, we've got you've nailed on the top four position, so you're not going to move out of that. Bradford Bulls sitting in at second position, but you know what it's like when it comes to these local derbies. It's all about bragging rights, isn't it? At this point in time, both games against the Bulls this season have been absolute crackers. Halifax have pushed the Bulls all the way in the first game at the Providence Stadium, Odsell, actually had the first half, and it wasn't until the second half the Bulls came back into it. The game at the Bash weekend, again, another one of the top draw games. You guys must be viewing this game as a must win for you guys to get yourself ready for the middle eights.
Definitely. Each week we've just built on each game and each performance and just tried improving each week, and this is just another step towards that. And obviously, like you've said, we've pushed Bradford close twice, but we've come on back a wrong result on that. And you know, there's some great players over at Bradford, people like Lee Gaskell who are game winners. And it's always been tough playing Bradford this year, but it's been good and all the lads love it. It's a big game mentality. And being an Halifax lad, you're right, you know, I know about the rivalry, and it's funny walking around town this week and we've got into the top four and you think everyone in town would be excited, which they are, but all they're still talking about is this Bradford game. And I don't think if we lose this week, some of the people won't be happy about top four, but it's massive. There's some bitter old people who love the Halifax Bradford rivalry, so it's a must win in a lot of people's eyes.
Oh, it is brilliant. I got to admit, over the years, when Halifax came out of the Super League and the Bulls were still in there, it was one of the fixtures that you actually missed. The atmosphere in the grounds itself were absolutely astonishing. Now, this game has a little bit of extra spice to it. Well, something a little bit extra added, which is really nice. It's the first championship game that's been given the title of a state of mind match, isn't it?
Yeah, it's massive, and it's been great what they've been doing. Big believer in their aims and goals of the charity. It's massive, and what they try to do is great for the game and great for people's mental health in general. And it's a big coup for Halifax and Bradford that they've chose that game. It just shows how big of a game that is, especially leading to that middle eights. And I know for a fact that there's going to be a big crowd, hopefully, because the dining's all sold out. I know they'll have to open an extra dining area to accommodate. They're giving away free kids season tickets to any child in the ground under age of 16, as long as they're in the ground during the game, you get free season tickets. So club have gone all out for this one, so I think it's definitely going to be a want to watch.
Again, a massive, massive promotion for this big match. And looking at it also, the Bradford Bulls supporters have been travelling away in an absolute army. They've broken the record at four different clubs this season. Last weekend, we saw the championship record set for the season against the Lee Centurions. And I can only expect there, and I'm sure the Halifax players will be expecting there to be a big Bradford Bulls army coming along to support those players also.
Yeah, I think so. Like you said, then Bradford support, away support and home support has been immense. I remember playing there at Oddsall this year, and it was crazy how many fans that have stuck loyal, and it's great to see that. I think, whereas Halifax people up in that Summit ones who were, when we left the Super League and jumped over the Bradford colours, will be coming back after this week, but we'll have to wait and see on that one.
Well, look, just having this chat with you has whet my appetite for the game, if it wasn't already. Thank you very much for your time, and best of luck on your recovery, and we'll see you in the Super 8s.
Thank you, mate. Good to catch up.
Cheers, mate. Take care.
Cheers, mate.
There we have it, Luke Ambler, the club ambassador and one of their stars. Great lad, Luke. I actually played rugby league with Luke at Salford when he was only a baby coming up through the ranks. Great young player, really talented. And actually, I'm glad that he's not playing against the Bulls this week, because it gives us an extra little bit of... A little bit of luck on our side, but we've got some good players coming back. Now, just looking at Henry, we've come to a bit of a weird... Obviously, you've been in the rugby union world for, you know, the recent past at least, but you do have an eye on rugby league as always. It's in your blood, you know. It's a sport that you played from the age of three, I think you were, when you started playing, and you're sitting there now and you've got your Super League ring on your right finger. What Super League ring is that from? What year?
Can I just go back to Luke mentioned something in his chat?
Yeah.
He mentioned, and it gave me the cold sweats, it was the word Malcolm.
Malcolms, yeah.
He mentioned the word Malcolm.
Oh, horrible.
For people that don't know what a Malcolm is, it's a shuttle. It's a down and up shuttle that you always do pre-season, and obviously now he's doing some recovery. But I actually had a cold shudder went through my body, because it's one of those things that you don't. It takes you 2 days to recover from.
Well, that's it. Over the course of your career, I'm sure, with rugby union, and you've played at the most elite level, both internationally for New Zealand and internationally for England in rugby union. What was your most hated exercise that you ever did?
Mate, it was a Malcolm, and it came from the history of it. Is, I think, I mean, shuttles were not invented by someone recently, but the Malcolms are named after, I think, and anyone out there correct me if I'm wrong, but it was named after Malcolm Riley. He was the one who invented or sort of bought this up and down sprint, up and down sprint, backwards, up and down sprint, and then you just do it like a million times until you're dead. So blame Malcolm Riley, but... It was one of those things that, yeah, you had to do it, and if you saw it was on your daily plan before, you're just so nervous leading up to it.
That was horrible. Like, you know, we always had that one day in the week where you know you're just going to get flogged. Remember, for us, it was normally Tuesdays. You know that you had Sunday was a game, Monday was a recovery day, and Tuesday was your heavy day, and it was just horrible. Horrible, because you were doing things like the Malcolms. Now, when you went off to rugby union... did they do Malcolms, the actual activity Malcolms? And importantly, was it called Malcolms?
No, so when I went off to Gloucester, no, we didn't do the Malcolm, but we did, you know, obviously did interval training, and we did a lot of long-distance running when I first went to rugby union. But then as rugby league trainers came more into rugby union, that bloody exercise followed me around, and so then I had to do it. With other rugby league trainers that came into the game. So, yeah, and it was, you know, rugby union guys, when they were doing it, were going, you used to do this all the time?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And
what's
so
wrong with those rugby
union
people?
That scared, nervous nature came into rugby union.
Yeah, you're right. Mate, as I was saying before, clubs are getting out the checkbooks at this point in time. You do keep an eye on rugby league. I know you do, because we talk about it all the time. I can announce that today that the Bulls have announced that they've signed James Clear from Castleford and Matt Ryan from Wakefield just a few moments ago. Wakefield is saying that they will be making more signings. Smith wouldn't be their last signing. But Friday is the cutoff date if anyone's going to be ready for these middle eights. What are your thoughts on the middle eights? Obviously, if you have a look at the competition, it's only been confirmed this weekend who's going to be in these middle eights, the second to last game of the season. Some would argue it's really worked.
I think it's quite exciting. You're right, I've been involved in rugby union for a while now, but I have a lot of friends that talk to me about the game. A lot of rugby union guys, players, ex-players, fans, watch rugby league on a Friday night, Saturday, love Super League. I think it's a good invention from the RFL. I think it creates a bit of a buzz. I think the top eight guys, they're going to be focused on trying to win Super League. But then for the bottom four and then the top four now from the championship, loads to play for. And the million-dollar game when it comes around, super exciting.
Million-pound game, mate, £1 million.
Yeah, my bad. I think we're...
Do you think
really
that's something that maybe rugby union will look at?
I think the way that they do their own promotion relegation is pretty exciting. I know the Worcester-Bristol game at the end of the season was a doubleheader, and it was packed out both games, and the Worcester Warriors ended up winning after their doubleheader by 1 point and getting promoted. I know London Welsh that have gone down into the championship, they now have their own work to get back into the premiership. So yeah, I think that works in rugby union. I think this is going to be super exciting for rugby league.
There we go, rugby union stealing from rugby league again. They steal our players, they steal our ideas. Oh, those rugby union, they got a lot to answer for. No, we both like rugby union. Alright, stay around listeners, we'll be back soon and we'll continue with all the hot topics, including your questions that you have for my big brother. All that and more coming soon.
The Robbie Hunter Paul Show with Provident, a Yorkshire business since 1880. Pulse One. On 97.5 and 102.5 FM, DAB and online at pulse1.co.uk. It's all about rugby. This is the Robbie Hunter Paul Show on Pulse One.
You're listening to the Robbie Hunter Paul Show here on Pulse One, and tonight we are giving away... again, family tickets to this Sunday's top four clash between two of Yorkshire's oldest rivals, Halifax versus the Bradford Bulls down at the Shay. Now, to win these tickets, again, you need to answer this question. What club did tonight's guest, Henry Paul, leave to join the Bulls from in 1999? What club did he leave? Pretty popular club. They've picked up some silverware in their time. You can contact us via the website at pulse1.co.uk/RHP show, or you can use Twitter and hashtag RHP show and send us your answers. Now, go straight into the hot topics, Henry. One of the hot topics that we always talk about is something that's going on down at Salford. Marwan Kukash seems to be at the on the tips of our tongues absolutely every weekend. And this weekend, he's on there again, but it's not because of what he said. It's actually because of what Brian McDermott, Leeds Rhinos head coach, said. And we've got this to play for you now.
What we played there was a team in Salford who were shot, lacked confidence. They don't trust each other in defence, and they're not a good team at the moment. But I know some of the Salford players, and they're good men, they're good people. I don't know them all, but I know enough of them, and they're good men, they're good people. And when you... I think Marwan Kukas needs to probably stand up and apologise to everybody about this, because at some stage, if you keep on going at your group and keep on going at your group and leading them like he has, and I mean, he's a chairman of a Super League club, he has a responsibility to run that club in such fashion that people look at it within the community and say, yeah, I'd like to be part of that. You can't go say what you want, when you want, and how you want, just because you own the club. You take a position of huge responsibility. And I think that's just a lesson in leadership, because when you lead the group how he's led it, both publicly and some of the things you hear about what goes on internally, players will just give up. And they're not a giving up type of group of players. I know people like Wella Haraki, who I've worked with, Adrian Moore, is an outstanding human being. And that wasn't nice to see for some of those out there. And listen, I'm really pleased we won. I'm really pleased we scored 70 points. It helps our points difference. And I think some of that might come down to the wire towards back end of the game. But the bigger picture is I don't think Super League should be putting 70 points on another Super League team.
All right. Well, Henry, you know, Brian Mack as well as I do. I played with him a little bit longer than you did, but he's always been an outspoken bloke, hasn't he? Do you think he's justified in what he's saying there? Obviously, we've been in that environment where someone influential like a spokesperson or a chairman or a coach themselves can have a detrimental effect on the team and its morale, but vice versa can have a very positive effect also. What are your thoughts on what Brian shared there?
Well, the first thing I'll say is that Brian McDermott is we played with him and I played with him, but I was also coached underneath him when I was at London Broncos.
That's right, yeah.
And he was my coach. And I'm not going to say anything negative against him because he's an awesome Marine boxer.
smart. So, not just good looking, but you're smart as well.
But you know, I think with Brian, I don't think he goes out of his way to say anything sensational. He's pretty smart with what words come out of his mouth, and I think he seemed really passionate in that conversation he had at the end of that game. I think it's always a difficult one at the end of a game where your adrenaline's running. Yeah, even as a coach, your adrenaline's running high. He was probably, you know, he's talking about a few of the guys that he knows, and he was disappointed
for them.
Disappointed for them. I think it's hard if you're not running a day-to-day, you know, like if you're not there day-to-day, it's hard to comment too much about what's going on behind the scenes. I think there probably is a bit too much in Super League about Salford and Dr. Kukash, but he came in at a time at a club that was probably struggling, if that's right.
They were really struggling.
So,
He saved them.
Yeah, so, you know, to be fair on him, sometimes, you know, it's frustration at the results because they put together, I think Brian Noble originally put the team together, which on paper looked like a, you know, pretty class outfit.
Adding to it though, you've obviously spoken about Yesson Harris has gone on sick leave. Tim Sheem's been brought on halfway through the season with Brian Noble as coach. You know, he gets shifted and Yesson gets brought in. Everything from the outside seems like a rocky ship, and a press conference a couple of weeks ago where he's saying, well, I'm suing this player and I'm suing this past player and I'm taking the council to court also. It just seems rocky. It seems, you know, very few Super League clubs go about their business in such a public manner.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I'm not going to comment too much because I don't know the ins and outs of it. But obviously, what we do know,
you don't
is,
want to be liable, do you?
I just think it's a shame that the team that Brian put together, Brian wasn't able to take them through at least this season. Because I've been coached underneath Brian, and I think he's a class coach, quality coach. That wasn't to be. That's not how it's ended up. And so we've come in month and week in, week out, month by month, and we keep getting these bits and, you know, I'll be out of the game. But even I know more probably about Salford. But to be fair, it keeps Rugby League in the papers.
It does, yeah.
Maybe it's a bit too negative, and maybe that's why Brian had to say what he had to say. Obviously, being there on the ground at that game, it frustrated him, and he said what he said. But, you know, his team are going well, so, you know, and he has got a wealth of experience, and you're right, we have played under directors and owners that have been really, really positive.
Yeah,
and that rubs off on you. I think if you start to become too negative, then your footy can slide.
All right. Well, thanks for that. Let's have a look at some of your questions out there. We've been asking you to get in touch and pose some questions for Big Bro. Jakey, can you kick us off?
Yeah, well, we've got from Daniel Rayner. He says, what's the best part of your career so far, Henry?
Oh, best part of... with your younger brother. Picking up silverware with your younger brother.
I think my involvement in the British Rugby League at the time put a massive foot in the door for Robbie to come over to this country. So I think that's Robbie's biggest... coming on my coattails. Yeah. No, I think my best moment in my Bulls career was meeting those guys and playing with them, and then winning at Murrayfield, the Challenge Cup at Murrayfield, was just an outstanding moment in my career.
Yeah. Herrick 172, they've asked, who was the best back in the day?
The best back out of me and Robbie?
Yeah.
Well, of course I am the best back.
I know exactly that. I was the best. All Henry could do was kick goals. You know, I have all these Bulls fans that come up to me and they say, oh, I think so fondly of Henry. Henry was here in the prime of his career for those 3 years. So we never saw him grow. He was just basically here in the best part of his career. And then he goes off and no one ever hears of him again. The reality was, I made as many breaks. I scored more tries than he did. The only thing he did, he got his name on the score sheet every week because he kicked goals. I think people forget to actually see, okay, yeah, he set up a try every now and again and may have scored one or two in his time, picked up a couple of, like, Harry Sunderland, Lance Todd trophies and all that sort of stuff. But I really put it down to the players who were playing around him. And look, I've got Jim and Len behind. They're green with everything that I'm saying.
You know what, what is quite annoying now is that I meet people now and they go, oh, are you Robbie Hunter Paul's brother? And I'm like,
You say publicly that I died to you once. I died in your eyes once I changed my name.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you're dead to me. Yeah.
But you need to understand
that. It was only because you and asked me to come onto the show today that I agreed. And
but you need to understand that you died to me once you turned your back on New Zealand and played for England. It works both ways.
Well, yeah, that's fine. I'm very proud. Very proud. Playing for New Zealand and for England. It was the best. Best moments of my life.
And you've got a British passport as well. He's got a red passport. When we catch a flight together, I've got to go stand in the other people's line. Henry goes straight through. Still haven't lived that one down. Jakey, what's another question?
Last one off Steve Smith. What was the most annoying thing about Robbie when you were growing up? And what is the most annoying thing about Robbie now?
Oh, geez, how long have we got on the show? Oh, annoying. Well, we were just talking about changing. He changed his name to his wife's last name. Does it get any more annoying than that?
I didn't change my name to it. We added both names together.
Oh, it was a romantic moment. I remember you waffling on about that one.
You know, I am a modern man. People out there understand that I'm embrace this modernness.
Let's get on now while we're here and just put public forum and say who agrees with it and who doesn't agree with it.
Get a tweet going to say, start a campaign, change Robbie's name back, or do or don't.
That's amazing.
We'll find out if we've got more female listeners and male listeners, won't we? Because I know what the females will be voting for. Girl power. And one other comment that's from Helen Smith. I know Helen. She's a Bulls supporter, long time Bulls supporter, actually sponsor of the Bulls, and she said something. What did she say, Jakey?
She said, Henry, you may be the oldest, but you look the youngest.
Oh, she was always the smartest whenever I used to go into her. She was always class.
She knew her stuff, didn't she? I take offense at that because actually you're 2 years older than me, aren't you? Nearly, we're a week apart in birthdays, and look, turn to Lynn. Lynn, who looks the oldest? Oh, you
there's hesitation. Hesitation.
Oh, what about that?
She doesn't want. Yeah, exactly. It tells its own story. The silence. You know, Lynn, say no more. Say no more.
So what was it? What was the most irritating thing about me growing up? I know what it was about you.
No, you know, and I tell this to all my young kids now that I'm training and all the coaching that I'm doing is you were probably one of the, not the laziest, but you didn't do any extras. You did your stuff. You did it well, obviously, because you had the career that you did. But I'd be out doing extra runs and I'd be saying, you know, come on, let's go for an extra run.
That was only when we were kids.
Yeah, and that's the most annoying thing. When I was a kid, I remember looking back going, man, I did all these extra runs. You never came out and did these extra runs. You'd be sitting there, eating ice creams. And
That's because I was a natural athlete, mate. I was a natural athlete. You know, people want to know.
I used to talk a lot, like you do now.
People want to know why Henry was a good goal kicker. Well, you've got two people in the house. One gets dragged out of bed. They both go to go do goal kicking, right? But someone's got to kick the ball back to the guy kicking the goal. So guess where I stood? Younger brother, guess where I was? My goal kicking was atrocious because I never practiced it growing up. Well, I tell you what, my kicking out of hand was pretty good, kicking the ball back to him. Because he used to get upset with me, get angry with me, yell at me, try and threaten me physically if I didn't kick the ball directly back to him. Anyway, before he gets to say anything, coming up next, we'll look forward to all of the weekend's upcoming games as well as read out tonight's winner of the family ticket for this weekend's top four clash between old rivals Bradford Bulls and Halifax. All that and more coming soon after this break.
The Robbie Hunter Paul Show with Provident, a Yorkshire business since 1880. Pulse One. This is the Robbie Hunter Paul Show on Pulse One.
Yes, welcome back to the Robbie Hunter Paul Show here on Pulse One. Big Brother would like to call me just the Robbie Paul Show, but it is Robbie hyphen Paul. We're continuing on with our look at all things rugby league, as well as looking at this weekend's upcoming matches across all competitions. But first, let's read out tonight's winner of the family tickets down for that massive, massive West Yorkshire derby between Halifax and Bradford Bulls. And the winner, tonight's winner, is Lisa Knowles, and she said that the winning answer was Wigan. Yes, it was Wigan that you came from. She did also ask have a bit of a shout out to son Callaway and mum Diane, who listens religiously. Now, I think mum Diane wouldn't want me to change my name. Actually, a little bit funny here, because we started an argument between Lynn and Jim. Lynn's now saying to Jim she wants to change their surname to Taylor Hill. Taylor hyphen Hill. This show is doing so much, it's even breaking up happy homes. Rugby League. Yeah, Rugby League's the winner. I've forgotten what this show, what is this show all about? It actually started becoming a little bit about me just cleansing my my upbringing. I do remember this one time. You wrote about it in my autobiography, but I got to ask, what was going through you when you turned into a teenager? Why did you think it was appropriate at any given time to come up and give me a dead leg? Why? For no reason, just sitting there. What was going through your mind when you saw me just sort of sat there watching TV and you thought, you know what, now's the perfect time to walk up and knee him in the thigh?
Well, obviously, it was, you know, looking back, was it all about your evasion skills? And yeah,
you were helping me.
You know, we used to watch a lot. We grew up, people out there. We grew up watching a lot of like kung fu, karate movies, ninjas. It was all. I don't know, we were young kids. That was our thing. And it was always about, you know, sixth sense. Did you have it? Obviously, you didn't have it. I think hopefully it made you a more aware athlete going into your rugby at a younger age. Always worried about that player tackling you.
Always looking over my shoulder.
Yeah, looking to knee you in the thigh.
And actually, it didn't.
I don't remember a lot of that. You've got some stuff, I think, built up.
Yeah, because I'm traumatised by it. I've got some deep mental scars that I've never been able to recover from.
Sounds like. Is that why you invited me on tonight? To, like, cleanse yourself?
It's to cleanse my soul. Now, actually, at the beginning of every show, what we normally do is we do a roundup of all the games that have been gone over the weekend, but I'm aware that we're a little bit short on time. But I just did want to mention the Bradford Bulls, Lee Centurions game at 36 points. Oh, what an epic, utter epic match that was. It was just tit for tat, flow for flow. It was absolutely brilliant advertisement for these middle eights. These are the two, they're not the only two teams, but these are the two teams that have been leading the light in the championship, and those teams that are expected to put the most pressure on the Super League clubs coming down. And obviously, some of those Super League clubs are really starting to be a little nervous. And Leon was saying in the seat last week, yeah, they're looking at the championship clubs. They're looking, they are. It is making them nervous. Do you think that is the case, Henry?
Yeah, like, I didn't see the game live. I kept updated.
But you have seen like the successful Super League teams that Salford have been in the cup.
Yeah, and you invited us down to watch your cup game against Hull KR earlier in the season, and you know I saw the quality of your Bulls team at the moment, and Hull KR took a lot from them to finally wear you down, grind you down, and win that match. So you had chances to stay right with them. Hull KR just had a little bit more on the day. I've seen obviously the cup run that Lee Centurions had, fantastic, and it should unsettle the Super League sides.
All right, I'm just going to go through what the middle eight is starting to look like, because that'll show you exactly what the Super League as well. Kind of all got locked up last weekend. Hull KR is sitting in ninth position. Mathematically, they still can make it into the top eight, but it would mean that Catalans would have to lose their game to Leeds Rhinos by some ridiculous amount of points this weekend, and Hull KR would have to beat St. Helens by a ridiculous amount of points. So odds on, if you're a betting man, you would probably say that it's sorted as it is. So you're looking at Hull KR, Widnes Vikings, Salford Red Devils, and Wakefield Trinity will be joining Lee Centurion, Bradford Bulls, Sheffield Eagles, and Halifax in that middle eight section. Leeds Rhinos and St. Helens and Wigan are still battling out to see who's going to grab that top spot. And like Brian Mack said, points are really important for how they position themselves going in. And then Featherstone Rovers sit on top of the bottom middle eight, if that makes sense, the bottom of the Super Eights club, with Dewsbury, London and Workington just behind them. But it's going to be an interesting battle for the final positions. Two clubs from the Championship will go back down into Kingston Press for 2016. So it's a tough battle for those teams sitting on the 11th position, or in and around the 11th position. You've got Workington Town, Batley, Whitehaven and Hunslet. Hunslet sitting on 10 points, Workington Town on 13, Batley and Whitehaven both on 12 points. So anything can happen. They've got seven games to play after this. Anything can happen. They're going to be pushing real hard to make sure that they keep themselves in the Championship. So looking at this weekend's games, on Thursday night, tomorrow night, we've got Hull FC versus Wigan Warriors. As we understand it, that's all sewn up. But Wigan have everything to play for. They'll be playing against, they'll be looking to try and get on top of Leeds and St. Helens for the end of this regular part of the Super League season. And then you've got on Saturday, no Super League games on Saturday. They're all on Sunday. Castleford Tigers versus Warrington Wolves. Huddersfield Giants versus Wakefield Trinity Wildcats. Leeds Rhinos versus Catalans, which are all the games are in West Yorkshire. And the final game of the Super League is Widnes Vikings versus the Salford City Reds. And in the Championship, as we've already seen, there's actually a match tonight. Lee Centurions are playing a catch-up match against the Dewsbury Rams this evening. Excuse me. On Saturday, Featherstone will be playing Whitehaven at home. And on Sunday, Dewsbury Rams take on Batley Bulldogs. Hunslet Hawks take on Workington Town. Lee Centurions will play their second game of the week against the struggling Doncaster. And London Broncos will play host to Sheffield Eagles. And then we've got that final massive match between Halifax and Bradford Bulls. Henry, you've played in these Halifax-Bradford Bulls local derbies. How do you remember them going?
Oh, mate, they've always been tough. They've always been a battle. There was never any love lost between Halifax and Bradford. The Shays, nice tight ground. You can't really get around them. You've got to go through. You got to grind Halifax down there. You know, they'll be stubborn. It's always been a massive game. Look, you know, whether it was a big crowd or not, there was always a lot of noise from the crowd. There was always some nice heckling and some nice banter going around. So I wouldn't think it's going to change much.
No, and as we heard from Luke Ambler earlier on this evening, he was talking about how everybody in the town itself are not talking about them securing their fourth position. They're actually talking about this upcoming derby. And I think that just adds to the spice. I mean, you remember the Leeds Rhinos derbies. You remember the Halifax derby. I remember when we played at Halifax, I think in one of the cup games, and you were having the most ordinary game in the world. And obviously, we don't pull punches. I give it to you at half time. And we actually ended up squaring up, and the boys were pulling us apart. Oh, yeah.
No, I remember that moment. And that moment was about me wanting to... You wanted to just kick it off the park, so we go into half time. And I was like, well, we've got a chance to play. Yeah. Let's play, you know, attack, not be soft and be weak and feeble and try and go into and creep away from the game. But I think in the second half, I got my own back because I think you punctured a lung in that game.
No, that was another, yeah. Yeah, you didn't stick up for me either, man. You said, get him off the field. If he's no good to himself, he's no good to us.
Can I go captain? And I still wasn't made captain.
Yeah, I look like him. we look alike.
Those derby games, yeah, it doesn't matter about where you are in the league. It's not about where you are in the league. It's local towns. And it's just being able to get the rights to say, we beat you this year. And we beat you the last time.
Well, You're right, you're right. And that's what makes those games absolutely exciting. Well, that's it for this week. Have you enjoyed yourself, mate?
Yeah, I'm not sure about the psychology about them, what we've talked about. But
you know what? I feel so much better. My soul is cleansed. Big thanks to Henry. Big thanks to the Hills for coming in and spending their time with us. Big thanks to Jakey and Ewan. As always, make sure you join us next Wednesday. Total Access is here next on Pulse One. So remember, enjoy your lives, love your families, and live your rugby.
This is the Robbie Hunter Paul Show on Pulse One, every Wednesday evening from 6.